This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand, with senior leaders of various political parties holding multiple rallies and roadshows in the two states to garner support for their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address public meetings at Akola and Nanded in Maharashtra today. Polling for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will take place on the 20th of this month. In Jharkhand, just 3 days left for campaigning to end for the first phase. Union Home Minister and BJP leader Amit Shah will address public meetings in Chhatarpur, Hazaribagh and Potka Assembly constituencies in Jharkhand's Jamshedpur. He will also hold a roadshow in Jamshedpur West Assembly constituency. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will attend election meeting at Baghmara Assembly constituency in Dhanbad district and Jamshedpur in East Singhbhum district. Senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will address a series of meetings in Ranchi, Karsava and Mandat constituencies. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and left parties will also address poll rallies in different parts of the state. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has stressed that road safety should be given the highest priority while constructing pathways in the country to prevent road accidents and consequent deaths. Mr. Gadkari was speaking after inaugurating the 83rd annual session of the Indian Roads Congress at Raipur in Chhattisgarh last evening. He said efforts are being made to improve the shortcomings in road engineering and automobile engineering, but defective detailed project report has created a major problem. Pointing at the gathering of officials and engineers, the minister said no tender should be issued without carefully examining detailed project report. He said improvement in road engineering will curb accidents and save lives. The minister urged officials, experts and contractors in the road and transport sector to adopt successful global practices and innovations, emphasizing the need for an integrated approach to road sector development. East Central Railway will operate 446 special trains in the next 15 days to manage the return rush of passengers after the end of Chhat Puja celebrations. These special trains are being operated to facilitate the return of passengers from Bihar to other places. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Public Relations Officer CPRO Saraswati Chandra said that this time more than 70 additional trains are running compared to last year during the same period. Mr. Chandra said that to manage the crowded platforms, holding areas have been set up at several stations, including Patna, Danapur, Rajendranagar, Samastipur and other major stations. He said this will help prevent overcrowding on platforms and avoid stampede-like situations. The CPRO added that besides the major stations of New Delhi and Anand Vihar in North India, the East Central Railway is operating a good number of trains for cities in western and southern India. In cricket, India defeated South Africa by 61 runs in the first T20 international of a four-match series at Kingsmead Cricket Stadium in Durban last night. Put into bat, the visitors posted 202 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Sanju Samson dazzled with a score of 107 off 50 balls, while Varun Chakravarti and Ravi Bishnoi each picked up 3 wickets for India. Hendrish Claassen was the top scorer for the hosts with 25 runs. In reply, chasing a target of 203 runs, the hosts were bowled out for 141 in 17.5 overs. Sanju Samson was awarded player of the match for his second T20I century. The second T20 international is set to take place tomorrow at St. George's Park in Gubbarha. In badminton, India's Kiran George will face top-seeded Thailand's Kunlavut Vitsidran in the men's single semi-final this morning at the Korea Masters Tournament at Iksan in South Korea. In an impressive quarter-final performance yesterday, George defeated fifth-seeded Japan's Takuma Obayashi in straight sets, 21-14, 21-16. Notably, George is the only Indian shuttler competing in a tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.